Nothing gets between Waleed Ahmed Ali and a mangrove swamp. In the last 50 years, Kenya's lost about half of its mangrove trees. Waleed campaigns to protect them. Most of them are found here on the shores of the islands around the town of Lamu, where Waleed says this is the latest threat they're facing, a nearby container port that the government's building. It says it'll be good for economic growth. Waleed says it's disastrous for the mangroves.
This project, it does not belong to us. It is belong to the few people from the state. They want to generate and they want to make money for themselves. But the government, they come destroy numbers of hectares of land without having the alternative, that is very shameful.
The mangroves and the unique ecosystems they host are also threatened by growing plastic pollution and by loggers. The wood is used for fuel and the poles for building roofs. Across the channel, Fatma sells them on the quayside of Lamu's old port. We asked her if her suppliers are destroying the forests.
Here in Lamu? No. We harvest and plant others and we allow areas to regenerate before harvesting again. Our forefathers depended on the mangrove trees. We have thrived along with the mangrove trees over time and, God willing, even beyond our lifetimes.
The traditional methods of harvesting the poles used to allow the forests to regenerate at the same rate. These are the seedlings that grow on the trees. They fall off and can plant in the ground, or they can be planted by hand, like these ones here, which were planted a year ago. They're about a meter tall now. For them to become fully mature like these, it takes about 10 years, and that only happens if nobody cuts them down first. Among these sawn-off stumps are newly planted seedlings, part of a regeneration program. When the tide goes out, the planters move in. Mangrove can store up to 10 times as much carbon as forests on land. Western governments and other donors have started paying for planting programs like this one, run by Eden Reforestation Projects. It also helps the fish populations that many people here depend on to survive.
The fish production is actually low, it's actually reduced. There's no crabs anymore. So now they know more of the benefit of this forest. Once they conserve, the fish production will increase.
Mangrove wood has been part of people's lives here for centuries. For a long time, its use was sustainable. It's too soon to tell if the replanting programs will reverse the destruction and whether the mangrove forests will survive. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Lamu, Kenya.